Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Cross country over the weekend. The winners of the boys, Bedford North Orange Regional, the Bloomington South Panthers. North was second. The girls, the Bloomington North Cougars were first, and the South Panthers were second. And the race winners were both from Edgewood. The boys race won by Austin Haskett, and Annalisa Crane wins the girls race. The Edgewood boys as a team finished outside the top five, so it'll be just individuals advancing for the red and black. Austin Haskett and Cameron Bannister and the girls, Edgewood was third, so their whole team will move on to the Brown County semi-state. Haskett's been the story all year long. He won 15:52. Second was Ian Shaw of Bloomington South. Nice bounce back there. Shaw was only 13 seconds behind Haskett, so everybody's trying to peak for the state finals. Isaiah Hollers from North was third. Will Zinken from South was fourth. Cody Pullian from South was sixth. Jacob Winooski from South was seventh. Josh Miller was eighth, also purple. That's how South won by 23 points. The maroon and gold of Paul Rushton and Ben Iovino rounded out the top 10. So two dominant city teams and one dominant county runner. On the girls' side, race winner Annalisa Crane won by 30 seconds over Grace Williams of Bloomington North. Todora Galuska was third from Bloomington South, just 2 seconds behind that. South Madison McMullen was fourth. Sarah Foster from Edgewood was fifth. And here came the North Cougars in a pack. Maya Haggerty, sixth. Abby Armstrong, seventh. Katrina Tam for South was ninth. And Lily Barton for North was 10th. Also, a big congratulations out to Eugene Kim and South Volleyball. Sectional champs for the first time since 1996. They'll advance to the Seymour Regional on Saturday to take on number 2 Providence. Dave and Glass in the zone tonight at 6. Colts football at 7:30. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indiana Hoosiers of Todd Yeagley, the number 1 ranked team in the country. Their winning streak is at now an impressive 14 games. They're 12-0-2 on the season after beating the Ohio State Buckeyes at Bill Armstrong Stadium and Jerry Yeagley Field yesterday, 2-0. The Hoosiers, that's another shutout. That's 8 straight shutouts. That extends the school record, 779 minutes and 36 seconds without allowing an opposition goal. Indiana on the season now has scored 34 goals and only given up 2. But how's this for irony? They don't even lead the Big Ten. That would be the Maryland Terrapins. The Terrapins are unbeaten in 7 games. They're 5-0-2. Indiana's played one less game. They are 4-0-2. Indiana is tied with Michigan State for second place, as Sparty Spartan also has that exact same record. The goals yesterday came from the freshman Mason Toy, and that shouldn't be a surprise to any Hoosier fans, as those were goals number 7 and 8 on the season from the freshman from New Jersey. And the goals he scores are in all shapes and sizes. His first one came on a breakaway, a perfect through ball from his freshman classmate Griffin Dorsey. Saw him break in 1v1 against Parker Siegfried, the Ohio State goalkeeper, and he had no chance. Cooley curled it in the bottom corner, 1-0 first half for Indiana. And then 10 minutes into half number 2, it was Toy at it again. This time a great cross from Andrew Gutman on the end line. Toy beats the center back to the 6-yard box and pokes it home for Indiana's second of the night, and essentially game over. Ohio State only had 4 shots on the day, so the shutout streak continues, the winning streak continues, and number 1 in the country continues another week. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.